Dutch farmer protests, far-left extremists threaten to attack businesses of right-wing farmers. By Peter Cattell on August 5, 2022. Far-left extremists in the Netherlands have threatened to attack farms in the country belonging to right-wing nationalists. The threat by far-left extremists in the Netherlands comes as farmers continue to fight EU green agenda measures in their country that could result in the closure of up to 30% of livestock farms, something local government officials have decreed as part and parcel of an unavoidable transition. According to a report by Der Telegraaf, extremists have threatened that they will soon occupy barns of far-right nationalists, also known as farmers trying to protect their livelihoods in the country, and let loose livestock from their pens. "From next week we will occupy livestock farms and free the animals from the mega stables," the publication reports one online declaration associated with the extremists as saying, who also took time to denounce the farmers themselves. "They are right-wing nationalists and comparable to Nazis for the animals," the post said, while urging netizens to join the so-called Animals Defense Force. "The extreme farming scum must be tracked down and locked up," the netizen also reportedly wrote. The posts have promoted a serious response from farming organization LTO Nederland, which in a statement asked its members to be vigilant, but also to keep the peace. LTO Nederland is concerned about messages circulating on social media from the extremist corner of animal activists calling for barn occupations, a statement by the group published on Thursday read. LTO Nederland takes these kinds of threatening messages very seriously and calls on its members to remain vigilant for possible actions, it continued. "It is important that farmers know what they can do to prevent incidents by animal extremists, but also how to act in the event of a suspicious situation or an actual burglary," the statement goes on to say. The threats to the livelihood of farmers come amid state attempts to crack down on the protesting food producers, with footage circulating on Monday of Dutch police attacking anti-green agenda protesters with batons, seemingly prompted by one officer shoving a protester, while the law enforcement officials did appear to succeed to injure a few protesters. The clash ultimately resulted in the demonstrators turning on the police, who were then forced into an apparent retreat. Four people were subsequently reported as being arrested at the demonstration, while the local mayor of the site of the protest swore that further action would be taken against anti-government activists. "The police have registered license plates and will still take action against people, so that will have a tail in the context of criminal law," Mayor Arjen Gerritsen declared. "There were serious disturbances, people committed violence against the police. I do not tolerate that, and then I act, together with an excellent team of police officers." Despite the local officials' fiery statements, there are few signs that those in the Netherlands protesting the Green Agenda edicts, which are the direct result of measures passed by the European Union, are planning on stopping anytime soon, having previously employed manure and bales of burning hay to blockade highways in the country. Protesters also appear to still have strong support in the country, with 4 in 10 saying that they actively support the demos, while 71% admit to understanding the anger of farmers at the proposed caps on nitrogen emissions, with the gas being a central component to many essential fertilizers. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.